This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Jeez, we got so much to talk about. Wow. Where do we begin on the KevinJacksonShow.com? So I will tell you this. I saw that vice presidential, the Democrat running mate, Joe Biden's girl, Kamala Harris, she was out on the campaign trail. Nobody showed up. Voter mobilization event in Florida. And it was drive-bys, and you could hear horns, you know, honking or whatever. I guess there was, you know, there are some people that support them. I guess they, you know, you can stage enough people to drive by and keep circling by. They wouldn't pan the cameras by so you could see how many people were there. But I do know this. Biden can't get people to show up to his rallies. We already talked about Arizona, but he did two others. And one of them was another one of these drive-bys because, again, they do the drive-bys because they don't have to show you the audience. And even with Joe reading the teleprompter and the people that could be there, there weren't two dozen people at this rally. Trump was in Prescott, Arizona. You know where Prescott is? It's up in the north part of Arizona. It's the middle of nowhere. And there were thousands of people there. He was headed to Phoenix. I'm out of town or I would have definitely gone to see him. But he was headed to Phoenix. There will be thousands of people waiting for him there. This is just the way it works. Unbelievable how such a difference between two different groups, and they still want you to believe that they're going to win. The Democrats, they want you to believe they're going to win. They got no enthusiasm. They got a candidate who's brain dead. He's under the worst. We talked about it the other day. I'm going to talk a little bit about it today because it only gets worse for the Democrats. It's fun to watch them, and I know you're enjoying this. You have to be because President Trump is confident. He went to a church in Las Vegas. He said, God told me I'm winning. I don't know if you guys heard that. He says, God told me I'm winning. This is a man that's talking to God now. I mean, that's pretty good. Ooh, spit all over the microphone. God, Joe Biden. And Biden won't even campaign. Y'all heard about this, right? Media blackout. He isn't going to take any questions. Why? Because he's getting questions about stuff he doesn't want to answer. And Biden thinks he's going to win this thing based on COVID-19, the Wu flu. Yeah, he thinks he's going to win. The Wu flu will do it. All I got to do is talk about how Trump mishandled the Wu flu. He's a terrible president. I could have done better or whatever else. And people are going, how are you going to do better? Joe Biden, 47 years of nothing. I got a tweet from a friend of mine. Her name is Ashley. She says, my realtor told me my house will sell better if I give it more of a California vibe. So I guess I'll cut out all the power and light parts of it on fire, then stand in the living room and brag about how much I saved the environment. Oh, man. So true. These people are so crazy. They are whacked out. I did a video on the psychology of being wrong, and you guys have heard me talk about it. And I said the Democrats will never admit they're wrong in a million years because they're kids. See, only adults admit to wrongdoing. Only people who have evolved to say, I'm fallible. I'm not perfect. I will make mistakes. Democrats say we hold ourselves to such higher standards because we're goody two-shoes. And, I mean, we're the ones who readily go, oh, yeah, we screwed up. I can tell you this. I screwed up voting for John McCain, and I screwed up voting for Mitt Romney. And I'm determined not to screw up like that again. Democrats can't admit that. They will never tell you how bad they screwed up voting for Obama. Nor will they tell you how bad they screwed up by not voting for Trump. Will never. I mean, there's a few of them that have come over, but I'm saying as a group of people, they can't do it. You just go check out the video I made about it. I go into depth and I tell you the psychology of it. And we could do more. I mean, I just try to keep these things. I want them to be long enough to where we take a deeper dive, but not so long that I lose you. But it's the psychology of not, you know, of being wrong is what I call it. The psychology of being wrong. And we're used to, we're okay. I would tell you, as the average person who is a Trump supporter now, do you hate that you voted for McCain? They would tell you yes. Do you think that Romney was a bad choice? Yes. At the time, it was a lesser of two evils. It was against Barack Obama. I justified it. But to be honest with you, I'm embarrassed. I should have just not voted. I just can't do it. But I should have just not voted. So there you go. Lots to talk about. We learned that C-SPAN Scully actually lied. I heard the president in his press conference in Prescott, Arizona say this anti-Trumper, he lied. He said he'd been hacked and Trump cracked me up. He said, you got to have like 197 IQ and about 15% of the password before you can crack somebody, before you can hack somebody. 197 IQ and 15% of their password. And it's probably true. Trump probably read it somewhere or heard it somewhere and he committed it to memory. But it's probably true. Dude lied. Then he talked about the woman who's going to moderate the next debate. I love this. I love this. You know what he said? He said she deleted all of her Twitter stuff, all of her social media. Because she doesn't want to lose the gig. And you know what Trump said? I don't care. He goes, I know she doesn't like me. We know everything she said about me. Does it matter? No. Bring it. You think Joe Biden would want to debate over that? You know, this guy would be running if they had some hardcore pro-Trump person as moderator. They'd be screaming like little banshee monkeys. The moderator's supposed to be moderate. But Trump says, bring it. Bring the and that's exactly the same thing I tell you guys. What am I concerned? I tell you guys all the time. You got some bad dude that you're like, oh man, this guy, he's Kevin, this guy knows his stuff. Bring him on the program. I will embarrass the guy that knows his stuff. I'll even go where there's a moderator who doesn't like conservatives, and I'll debate the dude with his own moderator. That's how tough we are as conservatives.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats don't want you to know who they are. Because the more you find out about them, the more you won't like them. That's because they are the Tubans of the world. They think they're off camera, so they'll do something, you know, lewd, debaucherous. But when they're on camera, it's a different thing. The Hunter Bidens of the world, the Joe Bidens of the world, what they do behind the scenes, the orchestration. And then they come before the camera and they go, no, 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 we're good people. Yeah, we're good. No, don't believe the hype. It's a smear campaign. Tubman caught on camera. You know, I don't know. And again, I don't care what he's doing, but it's a smear campaign. They hacked my Twitter. And then what do you find out? Nope, this is who they are. Epstein, I didn't do it. I did not have sexual relations with that girl, with that woman. Hollywood pretends
Oh, no, there's no pedophilia here. There's no taking advantage of young women here. No, we're all proud of the Me Too movement, and we want to save the climate and save the spotted owl and the little baby seals and everything else. Liars. Two-faced liars. They got to show you a false front. That's why they virtue signal all the time. We got to help black people. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. You really think Black Lives Matter to those Hollywood freaks? The Tubans? Do you? You think Black Lives Matter to Hunter Biden? How many crackheads could Hunter have taken to Ukraine and gotten some deals for? You know he knows some. Shoot. Here's what I will tell you. If you feel the need to virtue signal, it's because you feel like a fraud, or you haven't really paid attention to your Bible and your God, who says, "Hey, forget the ego. What's with the ego? Does it mean you demean yourself? You lower yourself? No, you can be a little self-deprecating from time to time, but I do it all the time. But I'll tell you this: I have a healthy ego. I mean, look at me." Oh, you gotta love them, producers. You gotta love them because they keep you in with a sense of yourself. But look. There are many things in my life that I've done and I'm proud of. And there are many things I've done in my life that I'm not proud of. But you're never gonna make me feel like, "Oh, you piece of crap." And then I got a virtue signal. Well, look at everything that I've done. Look at all the black people that I've saved. Look, we have been involved, but through Melissa and me or other folks, family members, certainly through our organization, and doing some wonderful things for people. I was at Hillsdale College meeting with Dr. Arne, and he's telling me, "So, you know, Kevin, let's talk a little bit about what you want to achieve and all this, and what have you done, you know?" And I was sitting there like, "Well, I've done this, I've done that," And it's an impressive resume of stuff. Getting over 1,000 kids, their forever family. If there's any one thing that when I go to the pearly gates and God says, "Kevin, what'd you do?" I'm going to go, "Well, God, you know what I did. I mean, come on, man." But I'll say to him, "Hey, Lord, the thing I'm most proud of is I got 1,000 kids who are like me and my brother, forever families. And I think that it probably changed their lives. You know what it did. I don't know, but can I see? You know, is there a book of life that I can see what impact I've had on some of those folks? Some of those kids?" That's the thing I'm most proud of. But I'm not going to go around and go, "Oh, we helped the poor little black and brown kids." We helped a lot of kids. 72% of them were black. And then there was an assortment of Latinos. And an assortment of white kids. But you know what? I don't care. They all needed, I don't care about their colors. They all needed good families. They were in foster care. Foster care stinks. But here's my point. If you got to run around talking about, I did this for the kids. Sorry, man. It means you got problems. You do stuff because your heart's in it. I can't tell you how many times I've cried over those kids. Yeah, I'm a tough dude. But you see the stuff that these kids go through, and it just breaks your heart. And I can't even tell the story sometimes without going into tears, because they're just amazing. Anyway, don't get mad at me for this, folks. The truth is, if you live your life on your own terms and own up to who you are, you don't need to tell people how wonderful you are. And that's what the Democrats, "We're so great. Look at what we do. I'm a fiscal conservative, but I'm a social liberal." Because what? You're so much better? "Oh, you accept the gays." Yeah, guess what? So do conservatives. We may not accept the lifestyle. Love the sinner, hate the sin. We may not accept the lifestyle, but we love us some gay people. We do. And we love to talk like them and act like them and do this kind of stuff, man. We love us some gay people. They make really good entertainers. They do. Come on now. Stop it. Stop it, heteros. You know, the homosexual crowd are very flamboyant, not only in life, but in theater. They love the theater. And if you watch any of these cooking shows or fashion shows or, geez, builder shows or whatever, it's loaded with gays. Who cares? I don't care. But they got a virtue signal. We care more about gay people than anybody. They, no, you don't. Because you know why? We conservatives care more about human beings than anybody else. And you know what we do? We overlook all of those things that you're talking about. We overlook their LGBTQ. We overlook their blackness. We overlook their religion, their Wiccans, or whatever they may be. We overlook it all because we don't care. We love them as human beings. We don't have to agree with everything they do. Do you agree with everything anybody does? Be honest. Come on now. Come on now. Come on, man. Of course you don't. That would make for a boring life. Oh, by the way, there was a... And we got a ton to talk about. I don't even know why I'm off on a tangent right now, but this is a good tangent. They did a study and they found out that husbands and wives that, like, get along, go along to get along, those marriages end up in divorce. It's when you're contentious. It's when you go, I don't agree with that, babe. I don't like that color paint. You're not just getting rolled over. I would have picked a different tile or whatever. You don't have to have the same hobbies and stuff. I saw a thing. It was a TEDx because I've been studying TEDx's because we're doing KevX's or Kev Talks. And this lady was doing the mathematics of relationships, and it was a good session. It really was. And the woman was cute. You know, she wasn't too bad to look at, so it made you watch it a little longer, guys, in case you're interested. But, yeah, so it was an interesting thing, but I was just looking at the format and how they did it. That's what intrigued me. Anyway, we're talking about Democrat frauds. We got the second debate coming up. We got the president who walked out, rightfully so, on Leslie Stahl. Just Leslie Stahl, another one of these hack journalists that has credibility for what? Oh, she really knows how to ask the right questions, tough questions. You know what? I've gone back and looked at in my life. All the times people told me, oh, this person is amazing. And you look at him and you go, they got writers writing this crap. All Leslie Stahl was a cute lady that had credentialized herself and they made her into a superstar. Somebody decided she was going to be a superstar. Probably Harvey Weinstein did it, is what I would guess. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
It's Election Day in America. Democrat Joe Biden.
Now he wants us to believe
So much he's done for black Americans. Pittsburgh, honk if you think it's a bunch of malarkey. He's lying. The truth is, Donald Trump has done more to harm black America than any president in modern history.
President Trump.
This guy is a stone cold phony. Joe is has no clue. Okay, just Joe's not, he's not calling the shots. And I guarantee he won't be calling them for very long.
Be sure to vote today if you have not already. Is there anything that can make this day better? How about free or discounted food? Many national chains are celebrating the voice of Americans. DoorDash, Grubhub, 7-Eleven, Burger King, and more have great deals. Check with the businesses to see what their Election Day deals are all about. USA Radio News. It's in your hands, America. The general election 2020 is underway.
We're done with the chaos. We're done with the racism. We're done with the tweets, the anger, the hate. The failure, the irresponsibility. It's the man who, in the first black woman running for vice president, he looks at her and he calls her a monster.
President Trump after midnight Tuesday morning in Michigan.
This election comes down to a very simple choice. Do you want to be ruled by the corrupt and selfless political maniacs that you're dealing with? Or do you want to be ruled by the American people? You're supposed to be ruled by the American people.
The United States National Hurricane Center is warning an extremely powerful Hurricane Eta is battering northeastern Nicaragua and has the potential as a catastrophic hurricane. The Category 4 hurricane's winds are close to 150 miles an hour. Storm bands already pulling roofs off of houses and knocking trees down Tuesday morning with a storm surge of up to 21 feet above normal tide. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What is up, 1776 loving patriots? What's happening? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, it is the KevinJacksonShow.com. I am Kevin Jackson, and I am not a slave. I know I have to make that announcement because there are those among us who are slaves. There are black people out there who are walking around in chains. And I want you to understand I'm not one of them. I am a free-range Negro, free to do and say and act as I please. Even if the consequences hurt me, I'm willing to be okay with it, okay? For example, tweeting that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks. I stand by it. Fox News said, Kevin, we don't want your kind around here. We don't need your kind of colored people here. And I said, that is okay. Because I'm the master of my own person. I'm the master of my domain. I'm the master of my destiny. It is okay, Fox News. I shall go somewhere else. And you will be boring, which is what you are. That's why I call them Fox News. Fox News, F-O-C-K, snooze. They were better having me. I know that. So what? I don't have a paycheck. Kevin, you ain't on TV. One of my friends called me up the other day. He said, man, I sure miss you on TV. I said, I know you do. I'm not, and I didn't say it like, of course you do. It wasn't like that. It was like, I know you do. Because I brought it. I brought reality to Fox TV, to Fox News. I don't know if they will ever have me back on, nor do I care. My team goes, Kevin, wish you, it's been long enough, they ought to have you back on. Fine, if they do, I'll go back on, but I'm not going to stop saying what I say. Not going to happen. Kevin Jackson, not a slave. I suspect at this point the trigger warning is unnecessary for this radio program, the Kevin Jackson Show. Maybe it is. I hope you pay attention. I hope you do send us a note. I'm everywhere, Twitter, Parler, all of it. Send us a note. Let us know what you think about the program. Spread the word. 844-551-8255 if you do decide you want to call. A lot of you call and you'll leave like a 7-second message of nothing. It's like I got calls. I was up the other day at 3:30 in the morning, which is when I start my day, and somebody called at 2 o'clock in the morning and hung up. It's like, really? And by the way, it does have your number on there. I don't call you back, but I'm seeing your number's on there, and I think to myself, did you expect to get this show? Come on, y'all. I mean, come on, man. I don't want to do a Joe Biden on you, but come on, man. Come on, man. You know the thing. You know how the thing works. We hold these truths to be the thing. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here, and I am glad you keep in contact, but leave a message. Look, if you say, Kev, just quick message, man, love your show, you're funny. Say, Kev, hey, what you say? Whatever. I had a lady, man, she read me the riot act. I called her up. I was like, hey, why are you mad? Why are you so mad? Oh, you that Kevin Jackson. And she lit into me. She said, so guess what? I'm on the phone with her. I lit into her. Yeah, I should play that. So one of these days, we just need to publish all the crap I put up with and let people see the amount, just the unbelievable amount of nonsense you put up with when you're a black conservative, and one certainly that has any type of notoriety. And you see what happens. They will put bullets in your brain if you don't agree with them. That's what Antifa, that's what Black Lives Matter is about. None of them. They don't care about you. They don't care about black people. They don't care about kids. They don't care about women. They don't care about widows and orphans. They don't care about spotted whales or spotted owls or beach owls or whatever. You know what I'm talking about. They don't care. They act like they care, but they don't care. The acting of caring is to get your money and get power. That's all it's about. To make you feel, oh, look at you mistreating animals, says PETA or the SPCA or somebody else. You can't believe you did it. I can't believe it. They do everything they tell you that they are preventing from you. They do. They do. They have a faction within the Democrat or the leftist group that does every vile thing you can imagine to another human being. Yeah, they do. With no remorse. See, you might do some of the things. I'm not getting at. Whatever your thing is, fine. I'm. You know, it's not my deal. It's between you and God. But I will say this: you have a moral core. They don't have a moral core. Anyway, I'm going to challenge some of your sensibilities on this program if you listen long enough. Because I live by the saying, if you can't beat them, arrange to have them beaten. See, that is the difference between me and the other conservatives that want to turn the other cheek. I'm willing to get in a fight. I'm going to fight. You may not want to. So feminists, members of Black Lives Matter, Hollyweirdos, whackademics, other pansy butts who dare challenge my superpower, my intellect of common sense, bring it. I'm here for you. That's what I want to do. I want you to come on here so you can fight. Challenge me. Because what you're going to do is you're going to lose, and then I'm going to empower you with something. I'm going to empower you with ideas. I'm going to empower you with discovery. I'm going to help you discover what isn't quite right. The example I always like to use is an 80-year-old with a belly button ring. Get rid of it, girl. It's too late. Exactly. Now, how do I have all this intellect? How have I come by all this knowledge that I share with people every day? I'll give you some background. I grew up poor, black, and happy. Oh, yeah, I used to romp around in my poverty, my same little clothes, my high waters, my holy tennis shoes on the bottom, you know, appreciating every gift I got, not even realizing that I wasn't rich. I knew I didn't have all the things some of the other kids had, but it didn't matter. I was poor, black, and happy. And leftists loved me poor and black, but they hated that I was happy. They hated a happy black man. My mother died just before I turned 5 years old. My father spent most of his life in San Quentin prison. And had I succumbed to what the Democrats wanted for me, I would be in prison or dead, or I'd be marching with BLM or Antifa. But as you can see, or rather as you can hear, I have chosen different. I chose a different path because I had this superpower from a very early age. I was like Superman. I didn't know how I was outperforming all the other little black children, but I was. And the superpower was I had the ability to observe and discern. It is called common sense. That's right. I and my brother were raised by my maternal grandparents. Thank the Lord I was. Grew up on a 25,000-acre cattle ranch where my grandparents worked for, the devil. These rich, white Republicans. That's right. This rich, white Republican family who my grandfather had worked for in San Antonio. When he died, the patriarch of that family, his daughter said, Would you people love to come work? Would you mind coming to work for us, my husband and I? I inherited all of this from my father, and we have all these properties, and we'd love for you to run our 25,000-acre resort. And we said, absolutely, we'd love to do it. My grandparents said that. So my grandfather, who was the chauffeur of this very wealthy, rich, white Republican man, then became the head chef and caretaker of the resort where this wealthy white family, where they owned and what they visited from time to time. It was a hunting lodge. So that's where I lived. That's where I grew up. And I got to know these rich white folks. And because of that family, I got to do things I would never have gotten to do being a poor little black boy from San Antonio, Texas. It wasn't going to happen. But these people said, hey, Kevin, would you like to go with Lou to Africa? Which country in Africa? Well, good examination, Kevin. Lou's going to Kenya for big game hunting. I'd love to go. So I got to hang out. I got to do all kinds of stuff. I got experiences I would never have gotten in my life if it weren't for this rich white Republican family who so-called hated black people, but they took me everywhere and treated me like I was one of their kids. I didn't stay in separate quarters and drink from the colored water fountain. I ate where they ate. I slept where they slept. I went on the same safari with them. They treated us like family. When their granddaughter died on the ranch in a tragic accident, one of the hunting vehicles had these seats on it and they were welded on. And she and a bunch of her friends were riding around, you know, having a good time. They'd come out for a party. She was probably 17 years old or so. And the thing broke and the Jeep ran her and her boyfriend over, killed her. You know who the first person that rich white Republican woman called? She called my grandmother crying, asking my grandmother to take care of her granddaughter. And she said to my grandmother, you're my best friend. Never forget it as long as I live. These rich white Republicans, these evil people. Yeah. Traveling around the world, folks, I realize that America is most excellent. And so that's what I do. I spread this idea of everything that I've learned, all these experiences and these people that I've hung out with and all these lies that you get told. And I said, you know what? I'm going to make sure America knows the real truth.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today at 65 Plus Medicare. Our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type begins at certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Logic, reasoning, powers that you gain when you are taught how to use, how to just use your own common sense. Logic and reasoning. It's a learned art. My brother taught it to me. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonShow.com. Oh, boy, talking about life experiences. Living for a short while in France, living in China, traveling to 22 countries in Africa, as well as other areas of the world. Far more valuable, folks, than all this so-called knowledge of the Black Lives Matter movement. People that have been nowhere. Their range of experiences are just being victims of nothing. Victims of nothing. and no logic to discern, you know what? I'm being played. I'm being used. You guys are being used too. The people listening to this program, overwhelmingly white. I know your demographics. Whether you know it or not, we know your demographics. I'm glad you're here because you get a good dose of stop being apologists. How about being a 1776 American, not a 1619 American? 1619 American, really? Oh, that, Kevin, that was the day when the slaves were first brought to America. That's a lie. 1619 was when the first indentured servants came to America. You know how they got passage over here? They said, I will work for you for a certain amount of time if you will get me to that new land where I will have an opportunity. And they came over. And the irony of 1619, I keep telling people, is the first slave was created by a black man. We got a video coming out about it. You'll see it. That's the funny part of all of this. Anyway, I was going over my experiences in my life, growing up here in America and et cetera, and how I came to be, so to speak. And my logic tells me that I couldn't be more happy, folks, that my DNA was assembled in America and not Heche in Mexico, for example. That means made in Mexico. How lucky to be a purebred native 1776 American. And in my case, made an American in 1865. How about that? Lot to celebrate here, baby. But these clowns on the left, they want Americans to hate the idea of America. A country, they say, that was built on slavery. Forget, folks, that all the countries in the world were built on slaveries. Some inhumanity to man. I don't care whether it was white folks fighting white folks or black folks fighting black folks. Somebody enslaved the other. Or in the case of Indians, red folks fighting red folks. Or China or Japan, yellow folks fighting yellow folks. If you want to use colors, I don't care. Use ethnicities. It doesn't matter. But people enslaved other people all over this continent. Been going on since the uncivilized time, and even now in the uncivilized parts of the world, it is still being done. So these highfalutin leftists that want to make it sound like we should be hating on each other, forget them. We fight against every atrocity to the human being known to man. We got some group that's out there doing it, and we fund it. We donate millions of tax dollars to this stuff. And here's what you really got to understand. In a culture that enslaved a group of people in over 200 years, made one of those slaves into the president. That we went as a country, we took a black man who came to this country as a slave, and 200 and something years later made a black person large and in charge. I don't believe there's anywhere else on the planet that can say something like that. They took the lowest in their caste system and they made him the top. But they want you to be embarrassed by this. This is insane. You should be revolting with all that you are. And here's what's interesting about it when you look at it in the macrocosm of the Democrats' world, the leftist world. Black lives matter more, right? So they want you to believe that after all you've done for blacks, that you don't believe that black lives matter. How can you even dare say something so idiotic? And more importantly, how do you accept it? Why do you accept it? Don't tell me you don't. You accept it all over. I could talk to you about school system. We got to show that black lives matter by letting these little black babies come to school and misbehave. And don't be mad at them. They don't have any parents. If black lives matter, why don't you get them kids some parents? Or teach them how to become parents and remain parents and do the right things from a societal perspective. But they don't. You don't teach them anything. If black lives matter, why are you lowering the standards for blacks to get into law school? Why are you lowering the standards for blacks to get into colleges that they really aren't prepared for? Why don't you say, blacks, If you score lower than this, we're going to put you in a program that will absolutely positively get you ready for college. So you don't flunk out in the highest numbers on record, which is what we do. We leave college at 60% higher than any other group. And as I've often said at our organization Seeking Educational Excellence, not only do we not finish college in the largest number of any ethnicity, we have the most debt. So these suckers have loaded us up with debt, sent us to colleges where they know we can't afford, you know, we don't have the intellect to get through because they've made it that way. We flunk out and they say, oh, sorry for you, but thank you for this higher education money. You know what college and universities cost these days? An arm and a leg and a kidney. Yeah, you got to give them an internal organ, too. But they want you to think they got your best interest in mind. These clowns don't care about you. Never have and never will. Country built on slavery. Proud of that. I'm not proud of the slavery of the country. I'm proud that slaves came over here, built this country, and now the descendants, rather, of these slaves get to feast on it. And I'm one feasting. I get up every morning going, thank God I'm an American, and I get to get out there and go hunt for my supper. Nobody's giving it to me. I don't have some fat cat corporation that's signing my check and got my insurance and 401k and all that. I get up every day, and I go hunt. That's what I do. I sell a part of my soul, and you decide if you want to buy it. You say, Kevin, I'm going to listen to you for this moment. And somebody pays me a fractional penny on his radio show. Thank God I don't have to make a living on this radio show. But we deliver $1 million jewel. We just aren't getting paid for that. And that's okay. Because you know what? Whatever it ends up doing, it's adding to the cause of freedom. And so I get calls every. I got a guy called me the other day. He says, "Hey, they want you to speak at an event." I said, "Great." And so I gave him my rate, and he goes, "You got to send all this other stuff. You got to send your, you know, they know me, but they still want a sizzle reel and all that." I sent my sizzle reel, and you know what he called me today? He says, "Hey, they don't just want you to speak at one event. They want you to speak across the country now." Well, why is that? Because they see what I deliver. So, I don't know, was it the radio show? Was it a TV appearance? Was it another hit on somebody else's radio program? Was it something I wrote? Was it something I said? Fox News? I don't know. But now the guys are like, we love what you're doing. Guess what? That's what feeds, that's what puts new tires on the car in the Jackson family. So that's what we do. But I'm never going to be embarrassed by what we do. I get up in the morning with the idea that, you know what, I don't know where the opportunity is going to come from, but I know this, we're going to go create it. We're going to go create some opportunities. We're going to go tell our story, the story of greatness. And many of you, you do it. You go, Kev, love that new movie, Bleeding Blue. Went out to bleedingbluemovie.com. I love this. For the record, here's what I'd like anybody to see my movie to do. Call 844-551-8255 and tell us what you thought. And we'll play them on the show. Tell us what you thought about the film, good or bad. Because here's what I can almost guarantee you, every time we produce something, it is done, certainly done, with 100% from the heart to help the country. But it is done top notch. We don't do stuff around here, you know, like, oh, that's good enough. We do it with a purpose. And that's what I want people to tell. Tell us your thoughts, good or bad. One guy said, Kevin, this is a little long. I went, okay. I don't think it is, but he does. That's okay. If we can, you know, could do something to cut it, we could cut the front end off. We have some extraneous stuff on there. But I get what they're saying, but it's an amazing film. And I promise you on so many levels it's amazing. But I want your opinion, so give us a call. Anyway, I'm going to have to cut this short because we're out of time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.